Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Hi, Alisa. It's Brianna Byers. Sorry, I was on the other line with a doctor when you called.
Okay, no problem. The reason of the call was for two things. One, to confirm the visit of yesterday because there is not clock out from Daniel, so I wanted to know if the services were provided.
Yeah, he forgot to clock out last night.
Okay,
so he tried to clock out. When he noticed that he forgot to clock out last night, he tried to clock out, but it was after he clocked in this morning. If needed to fix it, he can submit a time card.
No, that's the reason of the call, that if I'm able to confirm it with you, he doesn't need to send the time sheet. It's an easier, faster process.
Got it. Yep, I can, he is literally here, trying to help me get a Dexcom tape off at the moment.
And also, to do the follow-up for the authorization, they told me that when they put, like, that goal date is regarding the assistant at county office, so I don't know if you're able to contact with them, so you can update them.
Yeah, I already, it's been long handled, so I think what the issue is on how it's looking. So April 1st is when, I forget which one it was, but I will be dual enrolled in Medicare, Medicaid. So, but AmeriHealth is going to be both, so it merges to one account.
Okay.
So it's still going to be AmeriHealth, but it's called AmeriHealth VIP. Think that might be the... We think that might be the issue, because I've talked to the county assistance office. They're like, I've been talking to them frequently because we moved, when we moved in January, I updated my address, but they didn't update it till closer to the end of January. So, took a bit to kick it over to Berks County, and everything. So I have been communicating with them. I'm not even due for a review, like my semi-annual review, until July.
Oh, okay.
And they said even then, because of the income and everything, I still qualify. So, and being on disability as well is also a qualifier. So... I'll just be dual enrolled. It's the same. It's still AmeriHealth. I don't have the paperwork in front of me right now with any of the new numbers, like any of my new ID numbers yet, because I'm assuming they'll come in sometime in March. The only card I have right now is my current AmeriHealth card. It's just going to, it's AmeriHealth VIP care, I believe, because that one's both Medicaid and Medicare in one.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to let them know that information so that can be updated, okay?
Yep. But other than that, everything else should be fine. Like, there was no other reason, like, otherwise. I did also speak to my case manager about it. She's like, you shouldn't lose any approval. With the changeover, because they're merging. She's like, if it was a brand new insurance, you might have to resubmit things. But the insurance I have now is going to be merging, I think it's Medicare. Yeah, Medicare is usually when you're older, but because I'm on disability, I qualify for it starting April 1st. So my Medicaid will be merging with my Medicare as of April 1st.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, we'll let know authorization department all that information, so I can be doing follow-up, so everything goes fine, okay? So you are not, able to lose anything. It goes smoothly with the process.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll make sure I'll make sure he clocks out tonight.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.